holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Have you ever seen the Lord? People do see Him, you know.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. And listen, today is still a wonderful day. A wonderful day. Oh, it was hot all week. But listen, it's okay. It's all right. God has given us one more day. I just take the hot days as this. God reminds us of there is a place that is hotter than earth. Yeah, there's a place hotter than earth. I'll tell you that. I don't plan on being there. I don't want to be there, and I don't want you to be there either. So that's why I get on here telling you about the Lord and telling you what things that He said and how to do some practical Be Holy living right now. Today, you can be holy. You can do what needs to be done. God can forgive you and call you out of darkness and into His light. And if He calls you into His light, you're in that light. Once that light is on, ain't no turning it off. Trust and believe that. There's no turning that light off. That light is going to be on. Somebody say, be on, be on. Yeah, that light, when God calls you out of the darkness, man, that light is on. You know, you've tasted of the heavenly gift. Man, it's impossible for you to do that. So listen, you as people, God thought enough of you and me. He thought enough of us to save us, right? To make a way of escape. We were talking about Job all week, and last couple of days, we were talking about Job and how he had some hard questions for God, right? And so how he was talking about how the wicked always escaped, and the wicked this and the wicked that, and how did they get this and how did they get that and how do they have this and how? Well, after a while, just think about it. You were wicked at one time. You know, so was I. You know, we were wicked. Doing whatever we wanted to do, say whatever we wanted to say, and God saved us. Before we knew about it, God had already made a way for people to escape His judgment, because His judgment is the thing you're trying to escape. You don't want to have to deal with God's judgment. So we as preachers, we tell people, hey, escape God's judgment and just change the way you're thinking. You know, go to God for everything. You know, don't just go to God for help. Go to God for everything. You know, if you're looking for a husband, go to God. You're looking for a wife, go to God. You want God to bless your womb so you can have children, go to God. You know, you need some money, go to God and ask Him. He has everything that you need. I can only tell you about the one who has everything that you need. I don't have everything that you need. I know the one who does have everything that you need. And I tell you about Him. And so I'm trying to get you to escape the judgment of that very same God who does get angry at times. He does get angry, but He knows we're people and He has patience and grace and stuff with us and mercy. And so we get on here and we do the broadcast trying to tell people, hey, man, escape God's judgment. Repent and be baptized, sir. Go on in there. And so you can escape God's judgment, not the church's judgment, not your mother's judgment, not your father's judgment, God's judgment. You know, yeah, you might want to escape that. If you think it's hot on earth, it's another place that's hotter. And that other place, it wasn't even made for us. That other place is made for the evil spirits that have gone against us. Those evil spirits that have tricked us into doing evil. Those evil spirits that have kept us in darkness. That place was made for them. But when we act like them, then we're included in that place. And we're not trying to go to that hot place. We're not trying to stick in there. Let God do whatever he's going to do. Now, if God decided to send us all there, he would be right in doing so. But his word says, he said that he will make a way of escape for all of us. And it's totally up to us for us to actually get in there and change. Take the way of escape, man. Get out of there. There's not a check big enough that's going to get you out of trouble with God. So he says, if you would just stop what you're doing and change, then you won't have to deal with the judgment of God. God said every soul that sins is going to die. And so then right around he turns and says, well, but we got Jesus, and you know, I'm going to have you put under him. And when I put you under that blood of him, all your sins are forgiven anyway, because I've already set it up and I'm going to make you righteous. That's what he said. He said he's going to do all that thing. So you see how you agree with me just that fast. Glory to God. All right. Let's see. What else did I want to tell you? Don't always go into relationships ready to fight. We talked about that before. People meet you and you already ready to fight. They hadn't said anything, but you're ready to fight. You might want to step away from that. Every time you meet people, you're fighting with people. That's not good. It's not good. You might want to rethink that. You really might want to rethink that. So we're at Job 42 today. And it says here that Job responds to the Lord. So these are some other things that Job said to the Lord. He replied to him. Verse number one, he says this. It says Job replied. Verse number two, it says, I know that you can do anything and no one can stop you. That's what Job said about God. Do you know that? Do you know that God can do anything and no one can stop him from doing what he wants to do? That's a good thing to know. Because we know that he can do everything. We know people can't do everything. And people can't do anything. But we know that he can do any and everything. And can't nobody stop him. Verse number three. You asked, who is this that questions my wisdom with such ignorance? And he knows that God is asking that. Because remember, we were talking about how Job was talking about all this. The wicked do this, then they get away with it. The wicked do that, and they get away with it. And he didn't understand what God's plan is. But he says here, you ask, who is that that asks, who's questioning my wisdom with such ignorance? That's what God was saying about Job. And then he answers it. Is it I? And I was talking about the things I knew nothing about. So all those questions that we read about the last couple of days, Job didn't know anything about it. He knew absolutely nothing. Didn't know a thing, but he's doing all that talking. But you know what the wonderful thing is? The Holy Ghost made him say it so that we could read it. The Holy Ghost made him say it so that we could read it and have a better understanding than even Job. Yeah. He wanted to know more, but he didn't. He says, is it I? And I was talking about the things I knew nothing about. Things far too wonderful for me. These things, and we do that. We as people do that. We have all these questions and things of world hunger and this, that, and other. Why does God not just heal everybody? And why doesn't God just make food available for everybody? Why do we, you know, that's what we say. That's our mind of, you know, thinking. Why don't God fix the global warming problem? Or why don't God do this? And why don't God do that? That's just us talking. That's just us talking. We don't know anything. I told everybody, we don't know anything. And this is what he said here. He knew, he was talking about stuff he knew nothing about. And that's us. We're, so I'm going to show you. And even with him not knowing anything, he still saw the Lord. Now watch this, verse number 4. You said, listen, and I will speak. And, you know, I have some questions for you, and you must answer them. He said, you said, listen, and I will speak. A lot of times God don't speak because we don't listen. So a lot of times when you want to hear from the Lord, you're not listening. That's why he don't speak. I guess we got to change that too. We got to start listening more. What was that one scripture that talks about? Keep thy foot when you go into the house of God. Be ready to listen as opposed to be up there talking all the time. Be ready to listen. Because if you're ready to listen, then God speaks. That's good to know. Verse number 5. I had only heard about you before, but now I have seen you with my own eyes. Job has seen him with my own eyes. He saw him with his own eyes. I've seen him with my own eyes. I've seen you with my own eyes. That's what he said. And then verse number 6. Here's the kicker. I take back everything I said, and I sit in dust and ashes to show my repentance. I take back everything I said, even though what he was saying sounds right. You know, when you're listening to it, the wicked get away with murder, the wicked get away with this, the wicked get away with that. They have all the money that they need. They're feeling good. They have children. They got grandchildren. They go down to the grave in prosperity and power and peace. And then it says here, verse number 6, I take back everything I said, and I sit in dust and ashes to show my repentance. I take back everything I said, Lord. I didn't know nothing. Well, a lot of times that's how we are in this year, now, currently, in this society. We don't know anything. We're just talking. We don't know anything. All we're doing is saying what bothers us, this, that, and the other. I don't like this, or I like that, and this is what I want, and I want a microwave faith because I want everything to happen for me right now. And heal now, Lord, right now. If you love me, heal me. You know, and we say little things like that because that sometimes is what we feel. But how many of you know what we feel isn't always right? It sounds right, but it's not always right. It's not always right. And so we have something to work on. And that something is us. And us alone.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.